Hey. All right, so this is Friday's live stream. We are going to talk in this video about a caution around having that mantra, less stuff, more time, sharing from my own personal experience. And this is connected to an ongoing thing I'm explaining about the happy home chart, which I talked about last week, and lifestyle. First, introduction. I'm Yana Johnson, owner of Your Aesthetic Style, interior redesigner. I empower busy millennial moms to turn your home goals into a beautiful reality. And most important, essence essential of doing that is creating a home that reflects you. That's what this happy home chart is all about. I explained that last week, so you can catch that video. Today we're going to talk about lifestyle function. This is based around your actions. So how can you have a home that reflects more of your actions? This is really important for a lot of reasons, and I'll share from my own personal story of why I started investing in my home. Before I do that, though, I just want to give you a sense. Hey, Christopher. Oh, Chris, I called you Christopher. I just want to give you a sense of why this is so valuable, because this is unique, this chart that I've created based on my own experience, based on my knowledge of interior redesign and other home interior areas. But you're not going to see anything like this because I created it. And I talk about all aspects of the home in a way that isn't talked about often, because I'll show you through this chart, you can connect what other home you often hear about, like popular in-home interior, which is feng shui, for example. Feng shui, that would fall along aesthetic and order in the sense that you have, it talks about beauty and creating good energy in your home by the way you place things, which is a very important aspect of the home. But it just talks about two things. Another aspect is interior design as itself, which is what I focus on. That's focused on aesthetic and function, largely because it's about creating a beautiful space that's also practical with how you live. And then you have decluttering and organizing, like Marie Kondo, big fan. And her focus in that is about order and function, getting things in order so that you can live the life you want to live. All of those are important. All of those have important roles, but I help to bring that all together through this chart and explaining, especially at the core, it's always got to be rooted in you. Because if you want to make real changes, it has to be based on how you live, how you think, what you value. Otherwise, you're not going to stick to those changes. And we're going to go more into that with order because that's one of the big challenges. How you set up things based on whether it's how you really think, that will determine whether you do what you do. Hey, Ben! So, today is about function. When you think about function, when you think about lifestyle, it's about your actions, right? How it's connected to your actions. And so, if you want to have a home that reflects your actions, influences what you do, that you're living a life where you're doing more of what you want to do, you can bring this into your decor and the way you decorate your home by thinking more intentionally about what you display. What you have around you, and also the things that you don't want to have around, the things you want to take out. So, example from my life, and this is really what started it all, transforming my home, because I felt that when you think about your home and why it's important, is you, it's the only space that you have control over in a way. It's the only space that you can say, I'll make this however I want, because everything else is a shared space. When you go to work, your environment around outside, the natural environment, it's all been created. But what you do in your home, that's something you can decide and influence. And for me, I love interior design, I love all that, but I felt that my home was controlling me. I wasn't in control of my home because there was always something to do, something to clean. There's projects, and especially after having kids, I just felt like this endless sort of cycle, and I just wasn't happy in my own home. And you spend a lot of time at home, and this I just felt like I can't let this go. I need to work on this. Even if no one else cares, I care, and that's important. And cares about how it looks. And what really hit me was that I felt I couldn't even concentrate on being with my kids because I was trying to play with them and join together, but I was also stressing or worried about thinking of this laundry pile that needs to be cleaned, the dishes. And so when they're happily playing, I would sneak away to go clean a few things instead of just staying and enjoying that moment with them. And those moments go by so fast. So I realized I needed to change something. That's where I started thinking about, okay, I need to get rid of stuff, right? That's when I found Marie Kondo and decluttering, because I thought, okay, this is perfect. This is it. That's what I need. I need less stuff, then I'm going to have more time, right? It sounds good, and it's important, and it's very true. When you have less stuff, you do have more time. You spend less time cleaning and everything. But the one caution, the one thing you got to think about there is it's not specific. If you want it to be a home that reflects you and to spend and do things that you want to, a life that you want to live, you got to get specific about what you want. And Marie Kondo is very good about this. That's where I learned this, a specific exercise. But a lot of times we kind of hold on to vague ideas because we're not clear about how we want to change. So we just sort of think, okay, that would be nice. But I had that, and then I just felt more frustrated because I couldn't make those changes happen. How was I going to find time to declutter? I didn't have time. That was my issue. I wanted more time, but I couldn't get there. I couldn't get the less stuff. The key thing you should ask isn't so much about more time, less stuff. You got to get specific about, okay, what do I want to do with more time? And what is the stuff I want to keep? When that became clear for me, then it was much easier to start creating a home that made me happy. And it didn't take as long as I thought. I didn't have to have everything cleared out. I could already start doing more of what I wanted to do when I became clear. And for me, that was about creating a home that was inspiring me to create and to do art, to do things with my kids that were art related. And that meant we needed a lot of space. It meant a lot of things that I started to change. So what you can do today, and the activity for you, is to start thinking about those choices. What do you choose to keep in your home, and what do you choose not to keep? And get specific on why, so how this is connected to your actions. So the first example, when you think about decluttering, because it is important to have less stuff, it will help you to be able to do more. But decluttering in itself can be so overwhelming. What you should focus on is thinking about the choices and where you're putting your energy when you're decluttering. What are the things you enjoy doing, and what are the things you wish you didn't have to do as much and you don't want to spend as much time on? Start with decluttering those things. Example for me would be with clothes. I enjoy having a lot of different types of clothes. I've decluttered a lot, but I also keep a lot of variety because it's fun for me to come up with the different different outfits and things. On the other hand, with my son's clothes, it's not fun to have so many clothes. And we have a lot because we're two boys and they can hand me down. But it becomes stressful for me because in the morning I have to get two boys dressed and myself. And so for me, it's fun to find the different things to dress. But for my sons, it's not so fun. And usually they want to wear the same thing anyway. So focusing on, okay, I'm spending a lot of time there, not so much getting them dressed, but laundry. So much laundry, cleaning the clothes, they get dirty all the time. So I start really specific about how to practically choose less clothes or at least have less on display. And that is what, you know, where I put my energy. Whereas with my own clothes, I could declutter some of them and keep, but it was still an activity I enjoy doing, like finding what I want to wear and things. So keep the activities you want to enjoy doing. Another example is with the kitchen. For me, there's a lot of things that I could easily, like we don't use as much and declutter, but for my husband, it's important. He's a cook, so he likes having those extra things and the possibility to make something, you know, that extra kitchen gadget to make something fun one day. So that's what matters, is the actions you want to do in your home and creating it based around what you actually do or what you want to do. So if there's things that you want to do that you're not doing, my second tip would be to start displaying reminders of that. And I have a whole video on this in one of my live streams. I can post that link somewhere. But this is really key. Start displaying it. Even if you don't have time to do it now, have it in your eyesight that you're reminded. Example for me of this is with painting. I have paintbrushes displayed in my room because even though I don't have a lot of time to do painting now, it's something that I like and enjoy, and I've made it into a way that it's nice with the flower. It's part of the decor, but it's also very much intentional. And like I said, that's a way that I'm creating an atmosphere that inspires me to make more art. So really get specific about that. And it's fun how to decorate based on you, on the actions and the life you want to live. All right, so that's all for today. Next week, like I said, we're going to go into order. Specific two things you can do for that. And The last one is aesthetic, which I'm so excited to talk about because that is the heart of the business. The business is called Your Aesthetic Style, and really it was a lot of fun. But all of these are really centered along the choices that you make and how to intentionally create a home that reflects you. And I hope that you can try these out. I love to hear from you how it goes. If this video is helpful, please share it with someone that you know you think maybe they would get value from it. And also, I'll put it in the link in the bio. I have this guide, Be Your Own Designer Guide. I haven't really promoted it enough because this is the first step of what my process of what I did too, and really getting clear about visualizing how I want to live a daily life in my home. And that's when I started to open up and change things. So in that guide, I have an exercise about how to do that. All right. Thank you for watching and have a great weekend. Bye.